Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to Storytime with Liz and Tom.
Yeah, it's very good. I like it.
Yeah, oh, good, good. It's our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past minisode, and this time it's a stories episode.
Yes, we just thought we'd catch you quickly as you go racing around your hectic life or your busy week.
Give you a bit of a giggle on the way to something.
Yes, just nab you. Quick, 10, 15 minutes while you're on the bike,
while
you're stretching.
You know, we'll do it while you're doing your thing. You don't need to stop. You don't need to give us like that much attention.
No.
A really great pop it on in the background show.
No, we just got some funny / awkward / terrifying stories to read back and for you.
Yes, we do. And on that note, we had a call out on one of our last episodes for we want to hear about your dates that you've had to escape from.
Yes.
Or that you have had to leave abruptly.
The old bail date.
Yeah. The one that you've had to bail on. Tell us your stories. And someone sent in, yes, I definitely have one of these. We went out to a nice sushi restaurant and that she suggested. It was about $40 per person, which is expensive for my taste, but I just sold one of my I thought it said patents and I was like, what?
Patents.
I had just sold one of my first patents. I was like, what are you selling patents for? And I felt really good about having some spending money, so I didn't mind. She seemed really interesting, funny and smart, but then she said it. I would never pay for myself on a date. That's the man's job. I asked her, well, what if you'd invited me out? And she just shook her head. Nope. I inquired, well, what if you made more money than me? And she responded, then you're just not a man. I asked her if she thought men and women were equals, and she said women were superior in every single way except physical strength. I asked her how she reconciled equality between the sexes with a men always pay mentality, and she gave me this bullshit runaround answer that somehow ended with her proclaiming that she didn't hang out with people unless they were pretty. I had a crisp 100 and I slowly unfolded it in front of her and the waiter. I told him to keep the change and then put it down on the table just in case she was going to stiff him and told her nicely, enjoy your meal on me, and then I left.
Good move, really.
Yes.
Just sort of a clean cut exit.
Yep.
Sort of no histrionics, quite classy.
Inquiring about it, like making sure that you didn't misunderstand what this person was saying. No, I'm just going to unfold this big rope of red flags. We'll just keep unfurling them while we're here. And now that they're all in a row, I'm going to put down my hundy and leave.
And exit. Wow. Good. Thank you for writing in and yet again nailing the brief.
Yes.
God, our readers are wonderful and
I
clever and alluring.
Alluring?
I would say.
Oh, hey guys. Hey. Yes, you.
Yes, that's right. I said it. I'm not taking it back. I wasn't going to read this one out, but keeping with the first date kind of theme.
Theme, okay.
Forgive me, dear readers, if this story has been read out before. It's one of those ones where I've lost track and mayhaps have had it read before. But it's only brief. My first date in college was with a guy named Ian. I was so excited. I got super dressed up and went to the campus bar to meet him. It turned out to be a different Ian than the one I thought I would be meeting. Mm-hmm. I guess I drunkenly gave my number to a random guy at a party who happened to have the same name as this really cute guy in my architecture class.
Uh-huh.
It was super embarrassing, but I made myself stick it out with a smile until the date ended. So you can't just rock up on accidental.
Oh, sorry, wrong Ian.
Yeah, and then bail. So,
but like, imagine if that Ian had just been sitting there waiting by the phone, being like, maybe one day she'll call, maybe, and then she's like, oh my god, and then she turns up and she gets that whole hi look on her face.
We can't explore the extended universe of every story they get sent in. Liz will only break our hearts even further.
Look, mine's so broken that I don't think it can be repaired at this point.
You got another one that's
I do. I have another great escape story.
Fantastic.
This happened to me just now. Well, a few hours ago. We met on Tinder. I wasn't particularly interested to date him, but just to get to know him. He seemed really nice while we were chatting. So I just wanted to see what he was up to in life and what he was like in person. He was from Dubai. He spoke fluent English with almost no Arabic accent. I wouldn't have guessed where he was from if he never told me. He promised to meet me at the shopping center at 3 o'clock today. Okay, cool. Since I had no plans, I waited around for him. The time showed 3:30. He texts, "Sorry, I'll be a bit late." "No problem," I say. "We'll arrive in 10 minutes' time," he says. "Sure, see you soon." Then it hits 4 o'clock. "Sorry, stuck in traffic." "Okay, I'm just still waiting for you here." Another text, "On my way, sorry." The time is now 4:40. "Right, on my way, anytime now." "Okay," I'm starting to lose my cool. In about 10 minutes' time, the text says. He arrives at 5:15. I waited for more than 2 hours. No apology, though. No acknowledgement. He was glued to his phone texting someone. Didn't make any move to talk to me at all. "I want to eat lunch." "I didn't have my lunch," was his first sentence that he said to me. And we went food hunting. Me, "What kind of food do you like?" Him, "Arabic, Mexican." Me, "Actually, I was thinking him. Let's go to this nice Arabic restaurant there. It will be nice." Me, "But I don't really." Him, "You can pay for me. I forgot my wallet." Me, "Right." He was still glued to his phone, texting. Me, "What do you want to order?" Him, "Kebabs." I opened my mouth to place my order and he intercepted. 2 plates of kebabs he ordered to the waiter without even asking me. He then goes back to texting on the phone, barely made any eye contact by this point. Once a millisecond, he casually throws a look at the kitchen, eyeing his phone and still completely ignoring my presence. I felt invisible. Me, "So what do you do for a living?" Him, "I work." Still texting at this point. Me, "What kind of work?" Him, "The kind that pays." Well, that shut me up. He was fully engrossed in somebody else. The food arrived. He scooped it up from his plate and continued to text. I just felt really humiliated. My eyeliner was on point today and he never even noticed. Mm. I wore my best dress and he didn't even notice that. I did my frigging hair today and he didn't notice that either. He scooped the food into his mouth, still texting in between. "I need to go to the bathroom," I stumbled feebly. He ignored this. I saw his brows knit in a tenseness and his fingers composed a message in what seemed like fury. He didn't even notice when I got up. I reached for my bag and left the dinner table. I turned back one last time before leaving the restaurant and he was still texting. I left the place disappointed and sad. P.S. No, I didn't pay my share of the bill. I really hope indeed that he forgot to bring his wallet after that.
Mm.
How? I mean, she stuck it out way friggin' longer than I would have.
Yes. First point. Yeah, but why? The fact she waited for 2 hours and then, I mean, it's sunk cost felt like you've invested
sometimes
that time.
Sometimes when I've had a really kind of bad lead up to a date, I almost go, okay, this is going to make a good
penny,
story. Let me sit this
pound.
One out.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
It's not that I actually want the date. It's I want the story.
Right, yeah, so that's issue one.
Ordering for somebody, never do it without asking. Like, unless someone says, "What's good here?" and you go, "I'll show you what's good here." Like, never do it, ever. Never, ever turn up to a date without money, no matter what gender you are.
Liz, I think every piece of behaviour from this, I won't call him a gentleman, I think was incorrect and wrong.
The
right?
reddest of red flags. There's not one right, correct thing that this person did.
I'm baffled over like motivation. Like, what's he getting? Is he doing it just to get a free meal? Is like just the?
I mean,
meal?
At least
is
if you're trying
it?
To do that, be nice to the person that's about to pay, so that at least you'll get fulfilling on that promise.
Yeah,
you think
if you were going to swindle someone out of a free meal, right? The way to do it is to be really nice and charming about it, and then get invited for another meal, down the line. If you're going to do it,
in for a penny, literally in for a pound.
At least. Do it
Come on,
properly.
Be professional about
yeah, be
sharping
prof-
somebody.
That's right.
Put your
all
socks
I want,
up.
All I demand is some professionalism in the dating world.
in the crooks of the dating world.
Be it with good or ill intent.
Yeah, just if you don't half-ass things, full ass them, damn it.
That's right. But what a horrible... horrible person. I forgot that we were on a podcast. I was just going to sit and think about it for two minutes. I was going to sit here generally
wow.
and be like,
wow.
the state of the world and just sigh at the horizon. Mm. All right. Another little cheeky hookup
Okay, bring us home with another hookup. This is what we do now. We tell you terrible stories, and then right before the end, we just bounce chicka wow wow our way out of here.
As I touched on previous episodes, we did really well over 2 years to generally stay away from the sex.
Well, because we don't want to become the dirty penthouse. I never thought this would happen to me.
So all I'm doing is kind of indulging on the hearty mud cake
it's
in
what
front of
people,
us.
We've
earned over these 2 weeks. We've gone for walks. We've eaten the muesli and the yogurt.
We need now this, it's time and then the we need cake. A cigarette after. No, don't smoke.
Right. Yes, please, no one smoke.
No,
I implore
neither
of
us do it.
I implore you to not smoke.
It's just the cliche now. I had to say it for comedy.
Here we go for a sexy story that takes place at a motocross event. I went to a motocross event with a couple of buddies from school. It lasts the weekend and everyone camps out right on site. I woke up in the middle of the second night and stumbled to go pee at the bank of porta potties. After finishing up, I flung the door open, which hit something and ricocheted back, thwapping me in the forehead.
Sexy?
I exit rubbing my forehead and see a girl crouched down doing the same. We checked to make sure each other were all right, after which I apologized. She shrugged it off and said it was a sign she should have gone to bed already.
Mm-hmm.
To which I meekly added, my tent's pretty close.
Of course you did.
She lets out a hearty pfft.
Yeah, exactly.
As she turned away. Just as I was about to do the same, she turns and adds matter-of-factly, I have an RV. And waves me over, dot, dot, dot. That's all you're getting, readers.
That's not even a tease. That's just a, what is that? That's like pre-tease.
Look, supplying the story is evidence that they got down and dirty. Right?
I mean,
supplying the story is enough. So thank you all for writing in, for listening, for being readers to our little show, our little mini-sode there. Elizabeth, anything else to wrap us up?
We'll be back next week with the main episode. But if you want to write in any of your stories, any of our social medias or our Ghosts of Boyfriends Past group therapy group is a really good place where we quite often pose questions like this to the gang. Otherwise, you can go to thatsnotcanon.com/... I was about to say castrology. That's my other podcast. Ghosts of Boyfriends Past. / Ghosts of Boyfriends Past to fill out our form if you'd like to be a guest on one of our main episodes. And I think if we haven't already added it, we are going to be adding a phone number to the form so that I can phone you, run you, email me 3 times to come on and then don't respond to me saying, we want you. All right. Until then, everybody, keep sending us in your stories. I want to hear. Send us in some sexy stories.
Yeah,
actually,
come on.
Let's ask for it. Send us in some sexy stories so that Tom can get his... I don't know.
I mean, all of us.
Excitement.
All of us together.
We can all get excited together. That's it's creepy. It's cult-like. I don't like it.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There are known knowns, known unknowns, and unknown unknowns. But there are also unknown knowns. The Ancient and Esoteric Order of the Jackalope is a secret society devoted to unearthing and sharing this forgotten knowledge. Each episode, we take one of these strange stories and share it with you. No topic is off limits, except for the obvious. Available wherever fine podcasts are sold.